Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of great days become. Lost in the sun.
Welcome back to Spinning the Hour. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Irwin's 13-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Extraordinary Influence, also Impact, Great Leaders Change Everything, and on. Tim, Dr. Tim Irwin with an I, drtimirwin.com is the website, right, Tim?
That's it.
So check it out, folks. And Tim, thanks again for being here. I know you're helping a lot of companies with your leadership work that you provide them through your consulting and your speaking. You've developed something you call the five B's about how to lead with character, and I want you to talk to us about those.
Well, these are five B's that a lot of people are facing in terms of how do I re-engage my business? How do I get reopened? And so I've been advising a lot of my companies are. So I've been saying, look, first, be reflective. In other words, think about what you've learned. If you're not keeping a journal during this time, that's a huge mistake. Just acknowledge what you're learning about your company, about your team, about yourself. And then be intentional. In other words, be very thoughtful. I got my first haircut this past Monday in a long time. I was looking pretty shaggy.
I'm afraid you can see my roots. If we were on Zoom, you could be able to see my roots, Tim.
Well, Jim, I don't even want to go there. But I was impressed with the way the owner of this haircut place was very thoughtful. She sent out emails. She said, here's how we're going to do it. You know, you're going to arrive. You're going to sit in your car. We're going to text you when it's time to come in, and very careful, very thoughtful, keeping it safe for her employees and for us. And then I think it's a time to really be honest with yourself about your team, about anything you should be dealing with in your business, the products, the people, the service model.
Denial will take you down. Denial will take you down right now, won't it?
No question. And so it's a time to think, hey, I'm not sure we should be doing things as usual. So it's a great time to be thinking about how we get our work done, the people that, you know, do you have the right team to take you to the next level? I think that's a big question. And very often we don't. Leadership teams have to change.
And these are things that wouldn't have been revealed without this adversity we're going through right now. We probably would have overlooked
these
things.
A good friend of mine owns a barbecue business, and he's changed his model. He's learned. He's actually making more money now than he ever has because he's made 50% of his business into a delivery model.
Right.
And they're just killing it. So they're doing extremely well. But you also got to be planful. Think about how am I going to open? What am I going to do for the first 2 weeks? What am I going to do for the first couple of months? And just be planful. You know, get your team involved in thinking about how are we going to recover the money we've lost. In other words, can we make some changes that help us recover financially from the last 2 months? And then the final B is be agile. This is a time to be really flexible. Don't get locked into the way you've been doing things. So this opportunity, I mean, it's terrible. I hate to see the suffering that's going on and the struggle, but it's also an opportunity, and it's a chance to really think through what should we change, how should we be different, how can we serve our customers better, how can we change our business model. Maybe some of the changes, you know, that person that you've been wondering about, can they really take you forward? This is maybe a good time to address that, to really deal with that.
You know, Tim, this is like we were talking about earlier in the previous segment. You know, you've got to say every morning, you got to wake up and say, do I still plan on being in business January 1, 2021? And if you answer that in the affirmative, then you got to think about this as a part survival, but part opportunity. What is it? The two characters in the Chinese word for for crisis is opportunity, and you know you know what I'm talking about. It's danger and opportunity.
It's called Wei
Qi. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
the Chinese word is Wei Qi.
There you go.
It's a character that reflects that duality.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunity here. There's also danger. We all know that. But there's huge opportunity. This is a chance to really think about, are my competitors giving me some openings? So there's some things I can do to increase my market share. Tremendous opportunities. Opportunities that you'll never see again in your lifetime, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to navigate the danger skillfully.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and then the folks, be reflective, be intentional, be honest, have a plan, and be agile. These are all things that are great tips to be thinking about as we focus on launching our businesses again. Tim, last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Well, Jim, again, I this is a very difficult time for all of us. I mean, it's a time of uncertainty. It's a time when it's easy to get in a stupor just to kind of stare at our computers. But it's also an opportunity to say, hey, I've got to get up above this. My people are expecting me to lead. This is a time for leadership if ever there was one. So I just encourage your business owner listeners to get out in front and, in fact, lead.
Right. Well said. Folks, the wisdom of Dr. Tim Irwin, that's the reason why we've had him hang around with us for the last 13 years. Hey, Tim, thank you for your time and for your wisdom. Will you come back soon?
Of course, Jim. Listen, it's always good to be with you.
You too. Dr. Tim Irwin with an I, drtimirwin.com is the website. Found his books there. They are awesome. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.